What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, so just thinking about this confession's got me riled up. I'm riled up.
Uh-oh.
I'm hot.
Oh, God.
I'm hot.
All right.
I am.
Okay. I think you can't even see. He chuckled in it. He's not hot for real.
I'm hot.
He's not actually hot.
I'm not just sick. I'm sick and tired.
Mm.
You know what I'm sick and tired of?
What?
We all use Amazon, right?
Yep. Minimally.
I ordered. That's actually true. That's why it's funny. He's like making a statement.
No, I just say hey, I'm not paying for Prime, dog. Sorry,
I use Amazon all the hell. I ordered something for Figgy yesterday.
Yeah.
And within minutes it said will be delivered by 8 a.m. tomorrow. And it was it not?
I think it was there around 6 in the morning.
Yeah.
Because my wife, she woke me up and said, "Did you order something from Amazon?"
Yeah.
I'm like, no. I'm like, oh. I'm like, that's Lopez. He sent me something.
Yeah. So this is what I'm sick and tired of. Not only did I do that yesterday, I also ordered a washer and dryer. Brand new washer and dryer.
On Amazon?
No, no.
Oh, I'm about to say.
No, no.
I'm about to say, you're a good one.
From a big box store. And this is what I'm sick and tired of. Your order will be delivered Friday between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m.
That's right.
Yeah. Brother,
you ain't going nowhere, boy.
I thought we were past all this.
You ain't going nowhere, boy. You were chained to the house, my boy.
You got to call off.
And this was a big box store, like a name brand big box store. Are we still doing this?
Yes, we absolutely are.
8 a.m. and 6 p.m.?
In there somewhere.
It could be worse. So, it could be the cable man, 8 to 8.
I've had one of those. Between 8 to 8. I told you, I missed a date with a nice young lady behind one of those. And the tough thing about it is, you mess around and not be at the house.
You're done.
Like, oh, man, I'm around the corner. They are mad at you.
Yeah. They get mad.
Like,
at
we
you.
Told you it was going to be here in that 8-hour window.
In this, a 10-hour window.
That's right.
And so.
You better be at the house, too.
And this is why I'm so high. If Amazon and others, you know, whether it's Etsy or whomever, you know, they'll tell you within 2 hours, maybe, or maybe even less than that, we will be there at this time. They start telling you three stops away. Two stops away.
You can track the GPS.
You can track them. Yeah. So if you can do this in all these other places, why are the big box stores bleeping with us? They can do it.
It's just trying to cover their tracks.
Well, you know that they like outsource the delivery.
But
the
they can do they it.
Those folks have to. Yeah. Well, also, it is worth noting, like, those big kind of deliveries require, like, installation and type stuff, which.
All I'm doing is getting it delivered.
Okay.
Just deliver it.
All right.
And you can't tell me that they don't know where those drivers are every second of every day, and they don't have the resources to make sure that they get the right people there. 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
They're as accurate as they can off, be, man.
When does it get delivered?
I'm Friday tomorrow.
Call off,
no,
man.
No, I'm not calling off.
Go ahead, call off.
But you got to make all these plans and arrangements. It's ridiculous.
Somebody said cancel the order and see if they don't change their mind, their attitude. Oh, man. 8 to 8 is a 12-hour window, not 10 hours. That's, but 8 to 6.
Eight to six is ten, is what I said. Yeah.
No, we just started exaggerating because that's basically.
Yeah.
What, I mean, what's the difference in eight and ten on a day like that?
That's a big difference.
Oh, yeah, that'll make my day. I got two extra hours.
And it does always seem like when you are like, man, I've been around. But dang, I need to go get some salt from. I'm gonna run to the corner store.
No, because they might show up.
It's right then. It's always right then.
Yeah,
it's always right that moment where you're like, damn.
And what made it worse is like it was like 5 minutes after I ordered that for you, and they go, okay, it'll be here. Here, they're like, oh, you got 10 hours to sit on your ass and wait for me.
I like to think that I'm a pretty like. Open guy, and I like to be, you know, pretty, I don't know, allowing for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. I try not to be too judgmental in certain spaces with people. And I don't know if you're familiar with Josh Hoover. He's the quarterback for TCU. He should be, I believe he should be the starter this year for TCU. I don't think TCU's set to have a great season. However, he better ball. Like, I'm not often in this place. He better ball. And I don't even know if it's much about me. I just know people. Mm-hmm. And you know why I say that, Lopez?
Why is that?
Yesterday, there was, on his own Instagram, Josh J. Hoover on Instagram, there is a picture of three, what do they call them, furries?
Furries?
Yes, at like a convention. Are you familiar with the nature of furries?
I am not.
People that dress up like animals of sorts?
Oh, that's what those, they call them?
Yeah, I've seen that trend. It's a picture there. And then somebody screenshotted it and said, TCU starting quarterback, by the way.
He's a furry?
To which he quoted it and said, can confirm, this is me.
Oh, my.
And I'm like, hey, man.
Goodness.
Look. Be who you want to be. Do what you want to do. This might be like, especially in, look, I know that we're not always the most accepting society.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that we typically viewed as taboo that I think would go over better than if you are a quarterback mm-hmm. at a college football team and you're a furry and you are stinking up the joint. You better ball, dog. Yeah. You better ball. They're going to say crazy. The opponents are going to say crazy things about you. And let's be honest. If you a certain level of bad, your team will say bad things, or your fans will say really bad things about you. You better ball, brother.
That old furry ass. you better be good. And by the way, you can do what you want on social media, but there will be reactions.
No, for sure.
Especially if you ain't good. Yeah.
So I really do appreciate his willingness, but I got to confess, ain't no way. If that was the way I was living, I'd say that aloud. And like I'm the one who is the problem there. In theory, you should be able to fully be yourself. Even if you're just good at football and that's what you do on the side or whatever,
mm-hmm.
I just know the way that this goes, you better ball, kid.
That's why I kind of feel bad for somebody like a Caleb Williams who mm-hmm. is known for liking, you know, nail polish and all that stuff. You got to ball. You got to put up some MVP type numbers mm-hmm. for people to just be cool with that.
Yeah.
If not, people are going to bring that up and then don't even matter. In the game of football, people just gonna bring that up no matter what.
Definitely will.
Jalen Green as well, man. Yeah.
That's honestly the perfect one. Like Caleb Williams painted his fingernails. Really, in the large scheme of things, mm-hmm. not a huge deal. Every chance you got, especially for some of our friends that are maybe the less imaginative when it comes to jokes and insults at times. The first thing, if there was some of those old nails. Buddy, if you are a furry, oh man.
Of all things.
Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got to confess, man, I realize what type of person I am, and I'm not sure if I should be disappointed about it. So this morning, the trash man came, and I was walking out, and I'm like, oh, cool, he right there. So let me roll the trash can out. So I waited for him to get the trash can, and he put it back in my spot. And I asked him, so remember I told y'all about the recycling issue with the green cans?
That's right, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they still not picking it up.
It's a different company, isn't it?
I think so. Yeah. I'm not quite sure.
Or a different arm of the same company, yeah, whatever, yeah.
Yeah, so yeah. I asked the guy, I'm like, hey, y'all still not picking up the green can? He said, nah, we not doing it. But you got to, he told me, he was like, hey, call 311 and keep bugging them, man, because... If you keep up, like, I don't understand why if we picking this up, we can pick up the green one too. Mm-hmm. Like, just call and keep bugging them, and maybe it be a change or something. That's my confession. I walked away. I'm like, I ain't doing that.
Why not?
I just never did stuff like that,
stick it,
man.
To the man.
Because even some neighbors, it's a lot of people that would just call to make, not, I don't want to say complain because it sounds bad, but it might be a crack in the sidewalk or something like that. And they would keep calling the city to come out to fix something like that.
Yeah.
I was never that type of person, man. I was always it is what it is. Somebody else would do it. I would never get on the phone to call the city. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Is that a bad thing?
I think you're just self-conscious and don't want to be that guy.
No, I think that there's something to be said for, I get where it comes from, but you can make the argument that it is a bad thing because those things exist for you to utilize it and for them to get
information.
Because
it's not a bad thing to kind of get on the city's tail to, hey, let's pick this stuff up or let's fix this, especially if it's your neighborhood.
Yeah.
But I was, when he said that, I was just like, all right, yeah, I do.
No, I
walked away. Nah.
But you got a platform, Fig. So, yeah, all the other people in Houston, if you want to get your recycling picked up, he said, what, call 311?
311. He said, just keep calling.
Some poor operator is going to be like, what is going on?
Over again.
I'm just like, nah, I feel bad because I'm like, I ain't that type of person to be trying to call a city all the time and just keep bugging them.
Yeah, that 311 operator is like, and who is Figgy? Who is this?
I do appreciate the people that do that, though, because that otherwise city probably wouldn't.
Sure, sure.
So I do appreciate the people that do that.
Can I steal a confession?
Please do.
I feel like off season workout stuff can be overrated quite a bit. I think that we all are in that place. I'm like drinking the Kool-Aid, buying all of it in one particular case. Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah.
This off season, he has been spotted working with monks and working out with Kevin Garnett. And I'm like, those are the two ends of the spectrum that you need. The solemnness and all of that of the monk culture. Yeah. And then the insane person portion of the
kid. And playing soccer with kids.
That is true. He did that as well. Yeah. I think he's going to come back and be an absolute menace this year. I'm sorry. I refuse to believe anything.
If he takes some of that Kevin Garnett gene,
that's
going to be scary.
Yeah, I saw that as well. And Garnett also is saying the same thing. Like, he's going to be a monster.
Yes.
Yeah, Garnett's, after working out with him, he's like, yeah.
So Wimby going to be out here talking about Honey Nut Cheerios and all that stuff.
I don't know if he'll take all of it. What if that was what he was learning? He wasn't learning how to be a better center or power forward. He was like, so how do I do the trash talk?
Just imagine him trash talking like that in a French accent.
Sound like Pepe Le Pew out here giving business.
Mi chérie Cheerios.
Now I can't get that out of my head.
You're welcome, by the way. You're welcome. All right. Somebody said Josh Allen last season against the Texans might be part of the reason for banning smelling salts. Yeah, probably.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a number. I don't think you have to cite isolate it to one. There's a number of instances where concussion, smelling salts, and you go, we might be playing with fire to where the NFL's like, yeah, we might need to be better on our commitment to player safety. But there you go. Those are our lunchtime confessions here in Loop on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, let's get to West Virginia and talk with Sean Pendergast, I believe also Seth Payne, courtesy of Fly by England, and get an update as to what it looked like with the practice scrimmage that happened today. We'll talk to them next.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.